Wes Swift, head coach of the national champions, 16-under Division I AAU Arkansas Wings. Wes, thanks so much. Congratulations on the big win.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you guys having us on. Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. Obviously, you go down to Orlando after winning the Peach Jam. Was there a target on your back?
Well, yeah, you know, that's what we talked about a lot going down there. Is I think for most of the summer, we were relatively an unknown. And after winning the Nike Memorial Day down in Atlanta and then following that up with the Nike Peach Jam, I think we went from the hunter to the hunted. And we wanted to reverse that on some teams that we knew would be coming after us. And I thought the kids handled it well.
Yeah, you know, it's probably harder to stay on top instead of getting there. What do you tell your team and about that? And which one of those victories was the sweetest or you felt was probably the toughest as far as the championships to get?
As far as the AAU Nationals, there's no doubt. We played a non-Nike team called the Atlanta Express. Those guys... That was the biggest bunch of athletes I've ever seen in my life assembled on one team. And I wish I could remember all of their names because y'all are going to watch them play on TV. We all are. But they had a 7'1" guy that made it, that just dwarfed our 6'11" kid. He was bigger. He was stronger. He was more athletic. He was just incredible. They brought a 6'11" off the bench to sub him. And then the 6'7" Daniel Purifoy was a three-man for them. They had a 6'5" two-man. And then they had about a couple of 6'8"s that came off the bench to sub out for those guys. And they were just an incredible bunch of athletes. We had to play them in the round of 16. And it was an 8 o'clock in the morning game on a Friday morning. And somebody told me there was over 40 Division I coaches watching that one game. But they led us the whole game. We went to a full court pressure, man-to-man stuff in the second half and kind of wore their guards down and created some turnovers. Finally took the lead about midway through the fourth quarter and then stretched it out to about a 10-point lead and held them off for an 8-point win.
Wes, talk about Malik Monk in the championship game, 16 points. And I know it's just not an individual game. It's a team game. But obviously him playing up is part of the story with the Arkansas Wings this summer.
No doubt. And Malik probably could play up another level if so needed. You know, he's an extraordinary athlete. I think he's been talked about a lot, and it's easy to talk about it. He scores the basketball. His strengths are on the offensive end. He scores the basketball from so many different positions to be only a 15-year-old. He shoots the three ball off the dribble. He can shoot the three ball, you know, coming off screens. He's got a mid-range game. He's got a mid-range game with a floater. And then, of course, we've all seen him in his high acrobatics finishing way above the rim. So he's just a tough handle for anybody.
And also talk about Kayvon Allen, his game.
Another one that's easy to talk about. You know, if anybody had two better scoring guards than we did, I haven't seen them yet. You know, we added Kayvon for the Nationals. And, boy, you put Kayvon Allen on one side and Malik Monk on the other side, and that's got to be an awful comfortable feeling. From Keith Pointer and Jalen Franklin, which are the two guys that are around the point for us. But Kayvon's kind of – they're similar in that they can score from a variety of different ways, but they're still different. Kayvon's a lot stronger, and off the bounce, he is so dynamic. He changes direction so quickly and so powerfully. He can go up and finish above the rim. His mid-range game is a floater, and he can shoot it with both hands, which gets it over 7-footers and 6'11s and all that stuff. And then he can make the three ball. So and you know what? He passes the ball so well. He is such a distributor of the basketball. So that's a little bit of a, you know, he's got a year or two on Malik, you know, as far as that goes. But, boy, he's really good in that area also.
And, Wes, a 63-47 win. I guess when you held him to 8 points in the third quarter, did you think, okay, it's pretty much over now in that championship game?
No. No, we just wanted to continue to, you know, stretch it out. Anytime we go into the fourth quarter with a lead, it's all about let's win the quarter, you know, regardless. Because, you know, if you're going with the lead and you win the quarter, that's pretty easy math. And so, you know, and I think our guys, we got off to a little bit of a sluggish start. I think we had the ball first, and we missed or didn't score, and they went down and got a three-point play and cut it to seven. So, you know, automatically our coach just says, uh-oh, you know, we got to dig in a little bit here. But our guys responded, and they kept it about 9 or 10 for most of the fourth quarter. And then when Florida went to their diamond press, our guys just ate it up, and we scored it well on the other end.
Talk and I got to see Malik, I guess, when y'all had the scrimmage. Talk about how he's grown. And, you know, the thing I noticed most with Malik was, you know, he could get to the rim whenever he wanted to. There's no question that if there was one thing, although he's 15, to work on his shot, but it seems like he can get his shot whenever he wants it. And talk about how he's grown. And even though he's, you know, one of the youngest players, how he is kind of the leader of that team.
He's a guy that we feel comfortable with the basketball. He's developing into a leader, and that's the fun thing, and that's where his big brother Marcus plays such a huge role, because Marcus was such a natural and tangible guy, and he's always talking to Malik about those things, and Malik's starting to figure out that, you know, the good Lord gave me a lot of special gifts, and it's up to me to do something with them, and that's what's fun about him is he's coachable. He's hungry when skill development in the gym and just getting rep after rep after rep, which is boring to a lot of people. You know, he's doing that at a pretty high level and at a pretty high pace. And that's why I think, you know, the ceiling is something we don't even know. I don't know what the ceiling is on Malik.
Wes Swift, we want to say congratulations on winning a championship. I know it's not going to replace winning a state championship, but believe me, that's coming for you in the very near future.
We appreciate all the guys in Arkansas, all you guys kind of keeping up with us, keeping up with our kids, and let everybody know that our kids not only won, but they represented our state so well off the court. Every hotel we were at, every restaurant we were at, we're like, you guys are the best group. We just enjoy your kids. Our kids were great on and off the court.
Well, Wes, we appreciate you taking some time out of your summer to spend with us here, and congratulations again on the win.
All right. Thanks for having us on.